All
Anything
right.
else?
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Okay.
You're doing heavy coughing.
Yeah, I'm trying to clear it out.
We don't have a big coughing session. All right, there, the ever luscious, lickable, slickable, amazing Sally Sexy. Let's give you a 3, 2, 1. Oh.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star, Lily the Barking Bean.
Hey, hello, everybody. Or should I say, good evening. And welcome to another episode of Sexy and Jagundo. Yeah.
You know, yeah, no major Sexy and Jagundo ... stuff going on. No.
Sexy and Jagundo and the vibrating cock ring.
Good lead in. Good lead in. Yeah, because there was definitely a,
yeah,
there was a debate.
There was a debate. And you actually had,
it did.
You had someone that was just all about you.
Oh, yeah, right? We had it as a couple, and they were like, because normally it's like, I want Sally alone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll get there as we get on.
Yeah.
In the podcast.
Yeah.
Podrest.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So we've been watching a TV show.
Yes. Several.
No, Why We Work Out.
The Wild We Work. We've been pretty much watching exclusively sexy TV shows while we've been...
Yeah. And the one we've been watching is really interesting because it's going through all sorts of sex work. Right? Is that what you would call it?
Pretty much call it. It's like, you know, you're selling some kind of sexy thing.
Yeah. And then, so this week, it was all about...
It was all about a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
But what was it? What was the thing that caught your eye? Because we
it was, almost like it was every... pole dancing. They were learning how to be pole dancers, and you had to have a pole dancing name.
Oh, so yes. What's your stripper name?
Coco Berry Tits.
Because they say it was like, name your favorite cereal.
Cereal, yeah, and then a fruit. Yeah, there you go. So.
And you just blurted out Coco Berry Tits.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. That's my stripper pole dancer name.
I'm Cuckoo for Coco Berry Tits.
There you go. Right?
Yeah, I'd love to be up in Cuckoo Coco Berry.
Zoom, zoom. So,
take me home, country road.
Yeah, so I've been really enjoying the show that we've been watching. It's I'm kind of like stressing that it's coming to the end. We're in the last season.
Yeah, there's 3 seasons. We got all 3 seasons, but it's only like a 20-minute show at the most, and we work out for about 20, 25 minutes every day. And so we're watching an episode a day. So
it's gone pretty quick, and it's quite enjoyable. And I'm learning a lot. In fact, I think the mannequins, the sex dolls.
Real dolls. That was a little freaky.
It was creepy. Like, it was too real. Like, it was very real. Like, when you missed the part where she woke up.
Yeah, I was looking down at my phone when it went.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, no. And she even said, she's like, I couldn't have that in the house. Ah. And I'll be honest, I don't think I could either. It was just too... Yeah, creepy.
She'd have to be warm. I couldn't. That would be like a little. That'd be a little weird to have a cold.
I bet you they've thought of that.
I'm sure the way they heat it up, like make it warm.
Mm-hmm. Either that or whatever material they're using might absorb heat or generate some sort of heat. You know, because certain chemicals can do that.
Because I know that crazy butt that we got for the motor bunny that I was supposed to be fucking. Over time, it's sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like silicone, depending on what kind of silicone you use. Like, ooh.
It heats up, yeah. Wow, yeah, it was, this is a very interesting show. It's a lot of fun. I don't know if we could say what it is that we're watching.
Oh, yeah, we're watching Sex Sells. It's, the host is the woman from Horrible Decisions.
Uh-huh.
Wheezy, her name was, she calls herself Wheezy.
Mm-hmm.
And her Instagram handle thing is Wheezy, Weezy, WTF. Wheezy, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's really funny. She's cool.
Yeah, I like her. She's a lot of fun to watch, and we've been having a good time with it, and we've learned a lot.
The thing I learned, I'm like, all right, let's look up these are called real dolls, and I look it up, and they got guy real dolls with, you know, built little, and I looked at it first, and I'm like, that's more interesting to me, because that's a curiosity. I'm like, wow, it's one that a woman could just snuggle up next to and ride Mr. Stud Muffin all night, or a guy, whatever, depending on whatever you're into.
And he was more money.
He was more money. I was like, it's more money for the guy. Well, damn, good for you, Mr. Robot Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth a little more cheddar.
Yeah, they were what, 12 grand?
Over 10 grand.
Over 10 grand.
Over 10 grand. I mean, for the woman that I looked at, she was over 8 grand.
And how'd she look? Was she good looking?
They're all good looking. They remind me of the girls I make in like the Daz, the 3D program that I use, Daz 3D. Like, it looked like that, but three dimensional as a big life size doll.
And they got bounce.
You smack their booty and they go. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like I said, that was interesting. I didn't even know that kind of stuff really, like the artwork. I mean, they are very artistically designed.
I think if we had like tons of money, like fuck you crazy kind of money, it would be funny to have one of those just as a thing. Just to be hanging out like, all right, this week on Sexy and Gigundo, we've got Sexy Gigundo and Robotica Sex Machine. And if we could program it to say stuff, oh my God, it would be hilarious.
Well, it talked.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
They talked.
Like,
yeah, they actually talked. They actually stuck their tongue out. Did you really see that?
I feel like, what do you say, baby? She's like, not tonight, Mitchie. I have my ones and zeros are off.
Oh my God.
I need an upgrade. I don't have the proper update to make you to work for you, Mitchie.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh yeah. I thought they were really cool looking. Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly impressed because they're very artistically designed, meaning that they're so incredibly lifelike. And the artwork on the complexion, the makeup, the way the eyes and the mouth are designed is amazing, and the hair. But it's to the point where, for me, it's kind of creepy. It's just, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You need to make a Mitch Gigundo doll for those days when Mitch can't get it hard.
No, Mitchie can get it hard all the time. In fact, all I got to do is look at Mitch, and it gets hard. You know, I wake up next to Mitch, and it's hard. So, I don't know if the world can handle two Mitches. I'll be honest with you.
Stereo Mitch.
And a Mitch and a Mitch. And it'd be like, whoa, which Mitch is it today?
I got to scratch that Mitch itch, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, you made me write down Code Brown.
So when we're not together during most of the work week, we're separated by probably about 35 to 38 miles.
Because what are we? We're subs.
Subs to the corporate world.
Yeah.
We're subs to the, as Wheezy WTF would say.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking hilarious and a great explanation of what we are.
Yeah.
Most of us are, right?
Yeah.
But we will constantly be on Skype. Chatting with each other back and forth about whatever's going on, you know, how you doing, what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that we absolutely cannot stand doing, because it's absolutely horrendous, but sometimes it has to be done, is take care of the business hand at work.
At work.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the number one, talking about the deuce, baby.
The deuce.
Like, it's horrifying. I bring a small bidet bulb to work in case I have. This week on Sexy and Gigundo get really gross about their asses. But I bring something, so I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm fucking Lysoling, cleaning things down.
Me too.
Yep. But she hits me up this week, and she's like, oh my God, when I just came out of here, he was insane. Like, this is the kind of relationship that we have. Thank you. Okay. But it was insane. And then she goes, and she sends it was a little picture, and it said on the picture, Code Brown. It's Code Brown.
You, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios. Maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist? Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Gigundo's erotic art at shop.mitchgigundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by Wild Penis Brew, to Bone Me Like You Own Me, Skirts and Shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod, or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjugundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs. Code brown.
All I see is the light flashing in a circle.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so that I got that. I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
That happened.
Yeah. She's always so proud of her accomplishments at work.
Mm-hmm. Everybody poops.
It's a book called Everybody Poops.
I know.
It's children don't get traumatized when they go pooping the first time.
Everybody poops.
Pooping at work is just horrendous. Yeah. It's America and we don't have bidets and people. We discussed on I believe it was last week or the week before about women's bathrooms and blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't like going to the bathroom. We have a unisex employee bathroom. And it actually, I'll tell you what, we got these temp workers in, and this one older gentleman who comes in, just busts his ass, does his thing. He cleaned our bathroom. I walked in there and I was like, my God, this is like, It was like the cleanest thing I've ever. I couldn't fucking believe it. We had nothing going on. We're like, could you guys like do a little cleanup? And he went in there and
just cleaned.
I mean, it was like toothbrushes. Mitch, one of our guys is like, why is there a toothbrush that looks all dirty on the thing there? I'm like, the guy was in there cleaning the goddamn bathroom with a toothbrush. He just killed it. And so now it's not as bad. You know, he squirted Lysol down.
See, now you guys, all right, he did it, so now you got to keep it that way.
He did a nice job.
Awesome. Thank you. Good for him.
Great guy.
He should get a bonus.
I think we do actually give them bonuses at the holidays. We give them a little bit of cheddar, extra cheddar.
Or at least buy them lunch or something, say thank you.
Oh, we bought them all lunch at the holidays. Cool. Huh? But, we take care of business that people actually want at the holidays and they're working for somebody. But,
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I know everybody has their issues with working for their employer, but I think they financially take care of you guys very well.
Monetarily, their full-time employees are taken care of way better than
the majority of
people.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. It's something I don't. I never actually complained really about that, except there's a few times there when I.
So anyway, we had a weird animal situation. So, you know, as most of you know, I have all my critters, and most of them are reptiles, and reptiles, some of them eat bugs. So there's these things you see in the pet store called hornworms, which is kind of like a pizza for reptiles. It's like Hornworm Friday in our house. And, you know, during the winter, some of the reptiles that eat these bugs tend to, they brumate, which we discussed last week, which is form of hibernation. So I had an extra hornworm who didn't fulfill his hornworm destiny as far as being food. So he sat in his little container and he started to do hornworm stuff. And that was basically, he cocooned himself and transformed into Mothra. If most of you know what a hornworm is, they're big. They can get really big, these things. And let me tell you, the moth is really big. So so I walk into the room and then I thought was, at first I was like, what is that? Like, I thought it was a bat or something or a bird. I'm like, how'd that get? And I'm like, looking, I'm like, oh my God, it's a moth. I was like, oh, it's the hornworm. And so this thing flew around the reptile room for a couple days because I fear it would just fulfill its moth destiny. And eventually something would eat it, you know, in that room.
It was tasty.
No, he didn't get eaten. I found him. He perished. You know, he passed away.
Do you know the lifespan of a whatever the hell that thing was?
I don't know how long a moth lives, and I don't know what it needs to live. I assumed it needed some sort of nectar or plant. And there's plants in there, but nothing's flowering. So I don't know if it needed a flowering plant of some sort of, to survive. I mean, it's not like these things should be hatching in the middle of winter anyway. So,
larva.
Yeah. But it was really cool. I do have video of it. So, and I think.
So come to our Twitter page, or X as Ding Dong calls it now. And,
Oh, you want me to put it on Twitter?
Yeah, just put it on Twitter. Well, we'll put it on Twitter when we put this episode out in a couple of weeks. It'll be on our X page. Look for the
Mothra.
So the fucking Mothra on there.
Where should I put Mothra? Because I have video of Mothra.
Well, you're going to be the one to do it, so I'll take care of it.
I don't want to forget. That's the problem, because I'll forget.
What do you mean, where do you want to put it? Put the video, or do you want to put the...
Well, right now, to get it out of my photos, where should I put it? So we don't forget to post it.
We'll save it to our files in our in our little area that we save it in.
All right,
hold or on. Save it in the Sexy and Jugundo album.
Is it Sexy
and Jugundo album? Come on now.
Hey.
Emery took. She's got in slow motion too.
I got in slow mo. Yeah, so you can get the gist of
get the full gist of the moth.
I'm
yeah,
trying to figure out which one is the.
Put them both in there, and then we'll deal with it when we get to the point where we can, where we need to put him away.
Yeah, it was hard to. Oh, that's a good
shot. That's a good shot right
yeah.
there. Yeah. Yeah. If you put him in there, we can edit. We'll edit it out. Actually, had a
right.
Video.
When Let you get me it, see get about
it there. Or we can wait until we're done with the podcast and then do that. Oh, there you're right there. Add the album. Add the shared album, actually.
Okay,
cancel that. Cancel that. We're doing we're doing tech stuff while we're on the air here. It's preparing. And all right, so now change that to, I gotta tap the button where it shows the album. So tap the button where it shows the album. There you go. And put it to S&J. Yep, there you go. Said. There you go. And do it to whatever ones that you need to put on there.
Well, that was a good one. Okay. That's fine.
I'll show you how to do it
all
in
right.
a while.
All right. So, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was Mothra. You'll be able to see Mothra in a couple weeks, right? A couple weeks or whenever this comes out. A
couple of weeks, yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're not that far behind on podcasts mm-hmm. now. Sexy,
no.
sexy.
So we have, I feel like this is breaking news. I feel like we need one of those.
I think that's close enough.
All right. So this is Sexy and Jugundo breaking news. Guess what?
Yes.
We're going on tour.
Half-ass tour.
It's Sexy and Jugundo Sexy Resort Tour 2024. Be there, be square.
As sexy as we can get at resorts.
We're going to sexy resorts.
Well, sort of. We're not going to like hedonism and those other places, all those crazy.
No. No, but we're
caliente.
Doing. It's our own resort tour.
Yes, we're doing our own little thing where we suddenly discover, like, oh.
Oh.
Which began, of course, with the question of the champagne glass,
mm-hmm.
which we discussed. And then.
But it's official. We booked all our rooms mostly already.
We booked a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We got the we're going to our little favorite place in Cape May.
We're starting off at the Wilbraham because you no kids allowed and heated indoor pool 24 hours a day.
And a good little studio apartment kind of place where we can do all kinds of naughty little things while we're there.
Hot tub, fireplace, you name it, we got it. Yeah.
And then we're so we haven't booked it yet, but then we're going to the Poconos for the Cohaven Resorts.
Yes.
That's the place with the champagne glass.
Sauna.
Sauna.
Yeah.
Whirlpool, heart-shaped whirlpool.
Yeah.
It's adults.
Isn't there a private pool? Don't we have a little
pool? Oh, yeah, we have our own private little pool.
My God, we're going to be swimming.
Yeah, that's the place we're going to go for 3 days.
Yeah.
Three nights, actually, yeah. Whatever. 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a good time there.
And then
we're not sure if we're ever going to be nominated or anything, but we're going to the ASN Lifestyle Awards for the full 3 days. Oh, that's also going to be in the Poconos at Mount Laurel Resorts.
Yeah.
At the apparently at the, it's called the Swinger Olympics. We have no idea what's going on there, but there's a list of shit that's happening.
I know.
And we're going to try and wander around that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm really excited. And then that's pretty much it, right?
At the moment, because we're going to do that, And then we're
in October, we're off.
In October, we're going to go back. We're going to go to another adult resort. The Sup of the Poconos, a different one.
Yeah, it's a Pocono kind of year.
Yeah, poking my nose. And then we were talking about doing something else near the holidays. We have to see how burned out we get by then.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Oh, but we will be going to the Chocolate Festival too.
Chocolate Festival. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see the Mad Harlot there.
Yeah.
And then are we going to try and go to Liquid Lust if they have Liquid Lust?
Yeah, I like to. Yeah, because Liquid Lust is going to be at a new place.
It's supposed to be at the new hotel, so I would say we would do that.
I like Liquid Lust because we could sit outside and sun ourselves all day.
Lust was what? That was in July, right? That wasn't in August.
It was the end of July, I thought. It was like July 20th.
Yeah,
or
it was
something.
Like the end of July. So yeah. I would say we're going to do that. I don't think we're doing are we going to do Sexy Shenanigans?
No. No, we got too much going on in March.
That's true.
We're going away. And then we're doing chocolate.
That's true. Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. We're going to have to mixing it up.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I'm good. Last night, we'll also post a picture of the top because I took a picture of it.
Oh, my goodness. If you were already on our ex Twitter feed, you would have seen that top.
I also posted it on OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your fans should see it on there.
Yeah. Because Brian P. hit us up and posted it to him, too.
Brian, Ricky P.?
Oh, Ricky P. Yeah, Ricky P. Sorry. Oh,
really? He liked it?
Well, he wished us Happy New Year, so I sent him the picture. Mm-hmm. So we MacGyvered it because it would not cover my, it wouldn't stay covering. It kept, my boobs kept popping out.
It didn't even look that good, like the way it was. Like, it looked better when you put that little.
Yeah. I like that look. I like that tied in the front because it kind of pushes every.
Oh yeah. It squished it shot. It gave her this Vampirella look that was just smoking hot.
It was sexy. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good, look for you. Your ha-has.
Yeah. So we MacGyvered the top and we had fun and, that was when you had the gentleman that wanted you on your own, right?
Yes, we were hanging out and we were chatting away and this one person came, I forgot his name was, I want to say Big Guy or some fucking thing like that.
Yeah.
And it was apparently all about me. Mm-hmm. He's like, ooh, can I have Mitchie alone? Mm-hmm. But you can just tell me what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what Sally did. And he was loving it. He was loving me. It's very nice. Everybody thinks I'm a sexy guy. It's very nice to hear that at 58 fucking years of age. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an old man. Sally's looking at our screen.
It's very hard. It's very distracting when I'm looking at us, especially that.
Yeah, my goodness.
Oh man.
Oh god.
Yeah, Mitch over here. It's making like faces. Everywhere I look, there's either something of my ass, his cock. Hanging out in the open somewhere, like behind us.
there's not a cock behind us.
No, it's my booty though.
You're a sexy body. You're beautiful. Look at the curves on you, man. It's like, you know, Formula One racetracks are just pale in comparison to your body.
Oh God, stop! No, that's not true. So after that, we had a lot of funny names come in. Which it was weird. I think we were getting a little slap happy at that point because I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, there's times when I say stuff and you start laughing, and I'm like, is she just doing this to play it up to the crowd that people are watching, or she actually think I'm that stupidly funny?
I do. I get really crazy. He says some things, and I'm like, oh my God, where's that come from? So this guy named, what is it, Thomas the Bomb?
Thomas the Bomb.
He came in and went off. I was like,
I said, I guess Tom went off. I guess Tom the Bomb blew it. Went off. Tom the Bomb blew it up, baby.
Oh, my God. And then right after that, Joe is no more. And then he was here and gone. And I'm like, wow, Joe is no more.
I guess Joe is no more.
I'm like, what is it with these names? And then that led you into your own porn name, right? Jizzy Love.
Well, I figured that would be a good name for a porn star. I don't think it's a really good name for a guy. Jizzy does not sound like a guy name, although it's what comes out of a guy.
Yeah, so I figured Jizzy.
Yo, it's Jizzy Love.
You're jizzing, baby.
Jizzy Love.
Right?
Sounds like I'm in some old 70s cop show or something, and I'm the pimp. Yo, what's your pimp's name? Yo, it's Jizzy Love here, man.
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch?
Where's my money? Where's my money, yo?
Don't make me get my Jizzy Love hand up.
Nah.
Squirt all over you.
And then right after that, things got even more real. Like, we don't even know what was happening. It was like alarms, bells, whistles, bombs, fireworks. It almost seemed like it was that scene out of fucking Deep Throat.
Yes, where I want to feel rockets and stuff. And then they actually showed rockets and fireworks going off.
Bells.
And yeah, so this started going off. And I usually I'm pretty hip to what's going on with stuff. And she's like, what's that mean? And I'm looking over there and I'm like, I have no fucking idea what's going on. And it was on the road with this ex-hamster live.
Yeah.
And it suddenly dawned on me that there's a thing on there where you can set a goal. And if you reach the goal, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that every time we logged off and logged on, it wasn't resetting the goal. It kept adding the goal up. So mm-hmm. It was like whatever, it's a few thousand tokens or whatever. And it got to that. Apparently, this guy tipped the exact amount of tokens to push it over the edge so we would fucking suck for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he gave us the amount of tokens so that we fucking suck for 10 minutes. And you're like, oh, okay. Let's get it on.
Yeah, we hit our goal, but it was just the funniest thing because, I mean, there was things flying across like the
presents
screen.
Presents and little twirly things flipping around.
I'm like, cakes and presents, and I'm like, what is this? Whoever thought of that website put a lot of deep thought into it.
Yeah, X-Hamster is very creative. We do a lot of, that's a fun website, and we get more love on there than we do even on Chatterbait.
Yeah, we do. I think us as a couple do better on X-Hamster.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of fun on X-Hamster. Because of shit like that. Like, when you get a private or an exclusive, the music that goes off is... You can't get enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah, like exclusive is the best, because exclusive is like, literally sleazy 70s...
Saxophone.
You know, intro. Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
I remember the first time we heard that too.
I was like, "What the same thing? What the fuck?" Oh, so that's the sound for an exclusive on X-Hamster. So yeah,
it was brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant. Bravo.
Sexy. I like it.
It's yeah. Fun. So and then a while back, we're doing a lot of dual vibrations. Wow.
Do vibrations.
It was the
happening.
Same song in my head too.
Gotta keep those dual vibrations happening.
And what I mean by that is, I would have my vibrator. He would have his vibrating cock ring on.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was 2-for-1 vibrations. You vibe me, you vibe us both. But and we used to do that all the time. But we have not done that in a very long time. I think we stopped doing that when we had the biohazard situation.
Yeah, and we both got bacteria back. I want to say it was bacteria, but we got
infections.
Yeah.
Due diligence. So we stopped using certain toys, and Mitchie went and bought cock jewelry instead, which I absolutely love.
I love the cock. SylvieMonthul.com. Sylvie-Monthul.com. They have cock jewelry and jewelry for women. It is gorgeous. For guys, it feels amazing. There's these little things that bounce around your balls and your little part of your ass. And it feels like it's like somebody tickling your ass and your balls while you're...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It works, baby. It looks good. It's very comfortable. I like it.
Go deep.
Yeah. I like when he's fucking me with it. It feels good. But for some reason, we decided to revisit the vibrating cock ring again for the past couple days, because we haven't used it in a very long time.
The Lovence Diamo is what I use.
Yeah. Would you like your Diamo?
It's a fun thing, and I started using it again when I'm going on alone and just hanging out and working on stuff, and they have the cam on. I put that on.
Yeah. So we used it the past couple of days, and I noticed that it is not very good for me. Although it feels good, like the vibration feels good. I do like that part of it, but you fucking me with it, I'm starting to find uncomfortable the past couple days.
Yeah, I was banging. I was like, before we went on last night, I said, is it cock jewelry or vibrating cock ring?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, let's use the vibrating cock ring.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let's give it a shot. So I put it on. And, you know, we got done. She was like, vibrating cock ring. I just found out that it's not. Now that we've had it, I'm like, I like the other thing better.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right, cool. I will. I will take it under advisement and we will use that from now on.
Yeah, I prefer that a lot better.
That's fine. I get it. It's when I'm doing you, I prefer the other thing. I definitely prefer the other stuff. And
oh, good.
Yeah, and it's also after a while, after wearing that for like, because we're banging for over an hour, sometimes 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's it gets a little bit too much on you.
And you can't get it off. And you know what else I noticed too? You had more of a harder time coming with it on last night.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It doesn't turn me on as much as that thing. Like I said, it's like having little tongues all over your ass. That to me is much more of a turn on than having a vibrator on.
I noticed that. I'm like, wow, he would normally blow his load like crazy.
Yeah, I was
crazy.
Close. I kept getting close, but I just couldn't get there. And I started getting like that. You ever see that meme where the guy's sitting there and he's just sweating down his face and he's got this expression like, oh my God, I'm going to fall apart. That was me. She's like,
yeah. I haven't seen you like that in a really long time. And I'm like, it's the fucking vibrating cock ring. It's causing an issue.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, you know, hey, you live and you learn.
Living your sperm.
Mm-hmm. So, we had some technical difficulties.
Major malfunctions.
Last week with the sound.
Yeah.
Right? Which caused us to change our platform.
Yeah, basically, so we have a mid-school Mac Pro, the trash can one, that we use for camming with dual monitors and a bunch of cameras. And, of course, you open up your web browser to go to do all the streaming on these sites. And I used to use Chrome and use the extension for the Lovance thing and everything. And then I would open up four different sites at once. And suddenly, we were doing it and we would lose sound. We would lose the sound coming out, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I changed it over to running two of them on Chrome, and then two of them were on WaterFox, which is a Firefox variant, and then we were working, and you were okay with that, but I was like, no, this sucks. I want to be able to everything all tightened together. So I was running, the way I was used to run this, people have these questions whenever they see us fucking.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do what you do?
Yeah.
I was using ManyCam. Mm-hmm. To make it so we have several cameras on at the same time and switch between point of view and this stuff and be right back. And so I got rid of the ManyCam. I got rid of the Chromium, and Lovance makes a little, I want to say it's a piece of software, but it's not really a piece of software. It's a cross platform with PC or Mac web browser they call Stream Master.
Mm-hmm.
And it is designed specifically to run camming on all these different sites. They know all about all the different things. So you open up the browser, you go to your site, and you have built into it a ManyCam kind of thing, which is their canned version of the open source OBS broadcasting studio thing. And you crack that open, and you can set everything up in there. You put all your stills. You can put slideshows in there. You can put videos to run. You can put all your cameras in. You can overlay cameras on top of other stuff. You can put your logos in there. So I set all that up. I put that on there. And now we've been running that for the past few times. And Sally had to learn all this new stuff to do it on her own.
I did it.
And we've been, and it works perfectly fine so far. I'm way better than what we were having before. I had so many issues.
So what happened? We had one moment last night where the sound started to crackle. What was that about?
That had nothing to do with that. That was just, all right, so for sound, we have this little speaker behind us, a little BEM speaker, this Bluetooth, so we can hear people behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the speaker connection got fucked up.
Oh.
So I had to just restart the Bluetooth speaker connection to the Mac here. And once I did that, then everything started working again perfectly fine. Yeah. And of course, we had that one moment where everything went green and it came back, but that's just overstipulating the processor.
Yeah.
But so if you're curious about how we run things, we have a trash can Mac, not the new Mac Pro, but the trash can Mac Pro that I got from Mac Sales for like $650, but it's like a very powerful computer Sports Day, runs a relatively new version of Mac, and this thing's rock solid with two monitors on it. We've got 1, 2, 3 webcams plugged into it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a wireless camera iPhone that we have going in it. So we have 4 cameras on this thing,
mm-hmm.
and it processes that video no problem. And we stream it out over our internet connection, which is 40 megabits up. And we use a Bluetooth speaker to hear everybody else speaking to us. We could run a regular set of speakers over, but fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm the IT guy, so this is the sexy lady who does everything else. But then she offers all, she gets all the good wild camera angles. Like she sits there and she's like, oh man, this looks really good. And she takes a selfie of her, this top mm-hmm. squished together, and it looks better than any fucking thing that I do with setting up 4,000 mm-hmm. lights and in my Olympus camera and everything else. But she takes a selfie and it's the sexiest thing ever. I'm like, fuck. Yeah,
it's just spur of the moment kind of stuff I do. I just grab it and go, you know. It's like, I mean, these little cell phones take the best photos anyway. So it's just, I find as long as it's easy and quick, it kind of just happens.
I don't know. You're saying easy, grab it and go is easy and quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
I feel like I keep hearing a bean.
I don't think I left the door open, so she would be scratching at the door.
No, I came up after you, and I thought I
closed it. Oh, my goodness. If you didn't close the door, then you know what's going to happen next.
I don't know. I think it's something else I'm hearing.
Something outside. Something.
Hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com. We've got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has 2 fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rear. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it. That's you.
That's me.
So what else we got? Because that's pretty much all I got.
Oh, well, okay. So we went out to a brunch. I guess it would be lunch dinner. It was between like 2 and 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We went out to have a little snack this afternoon.
Yeah.
And we were discussing the Sexy and Jugundo sex tour thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
You said it was like having a business lunch.
Yes, I felt as though I had a business lunch because Sally was like, we need to do like little cards. So when we go to this thing, we can like give people stuff so they know who we are. And they could, because we're gonna get our wild penis shirts for mm-hmm. our stuff, and we're gonna put that out there. And I was like, that's a great idea. Like, but I'm like, business cards, people don't really take business cards, and it's so old school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, buttons. What about buttons or something like that, or some kind of? And I was like, that's an excellent friggin' idea. But buttons, pain. And so then we started looking for stuff. So we came up with what we're gonna do. And if you see us, ask for them.
Yeah,
we're going to make up a little business card that's going to have all of our little stuff on it, so people can find us. I know you all want to know more about us. They'll have all our mm-hmm. link to our links
mm-hmm.
and the QR code to find mm-hmm. things easy, and it'll be attached to these little round bottle openers.
Yeah,
because we know you're all little friggin' horny drunks out there that like to pop caps off.
Yeah, not only that, or those friggin' what do you call them? Micro sodas, you know, like I know a lot of times, like I always try to grab a Birch beer or something whenever I see them, and a lot of them are not twist off caps. And I have a little bottle opener on my keychain, and I swear to God, I've used that so many times. So it's either, whatever, sodas, bottles, any kind of bottle that you can't twist.
So we're going to make a little round one up. I think it's like 2.5 inches. It'll have a bottle opener on it. It has a little magnet on it, and it'll also attached to it will have a little keychain thing, so you can either hang it off your keychain or hang a key on it, whatever you need to do, or hang it someplace, and then the card will be attached to it. And it's going to say our little thing on there. It's not going to have our logo on it. It's going to have our Wild Penis Brewery.
Yeah, get dick slapped
Get dick slapped.
or goes down easy.
Yeah, we're not sure which one we should use yet.
Yeah, I guess I wonder if you can make 50-50.
I could, but I don't know. I'm about to
Yeah, I
see.
don't know.
Yeah, but that's what we're doing. We're gonna make those up. So if you see us, you know what to ask for. And then go buy a shirt or something from our store that'll be on there.
Yeah,
Buy
yeah.
product from us.
Or just come watch us to
Yes.
give, come watch us,
Watch us and come or something like
yeah,
that. I don't
exactly.
know. So yes, so Sally, this is something that Sally came up with. She's my she's the lead crazy lady on this. I still find it hard to believe that I'm with a beautiful, lovely, sexy woman who's like, yeah, this is a great idea. Why not?
Why
I wouldn't
not?
mind it.
You live once, right? Enjoy your sex life while you got it.
Really, so true. Look for that soon. I'll be working on that this week and getting product this week. And then you'll see us wearing shirts, I guess, by probably the end of the month or so.
On our crazy sex tour,
God, can you imagine
2024.
just walking into a place? What we got to do is we have to go when we're on these things. Look, we have to look for sex shops to go into,
Yeah.
and then walk into there with our Wild Penis Brewery
Yeah.
stuff.
And it should be done in slow motion.
Everything. Whenever you walk into some place, you should always walk in slow mo,
Yes.
because everything's cooler in slow motion. Except orgasms with guys. I can't imagine that being cool in slow motion.
Oh, that would be the funniest shit. Oh my God, we should do that. Slow-mo orgasms.
Orgasm on a woman,
Wow.
it's like, oh my God, it's the hottest thing I've ever seen. Slow-mo orgasm on a guy, it's like, oh my
You do make some funny faces.
Guys, just I guys and guys and orgasm. This is too bad. It was just like nature was like, check this shit out. It's gonna be funny as fuck, man. They can't handle it. They don't even know what's going on.
You ever watch animals orgasm?
No.
Like, oh my God, they fall off. The guys, the males.
Well, I know, like some animals, it's like that's their last hurrah. It's over. Like not animals, but like bugs and
Oh
stuff. It's like they come.
yeah, or they get eaten.
Yep, it's been good knowing you, tarantula.
Yeah.
Going out with a bang, literally.
Rabbits are funny. Like I used to raise rabbits, and the males will. They will. They'll do that. They'll go, and then they'll just fall off.
We should totally do a porno like that, right? When I come, I just fall off you.
Oh my God.
I kept doing you from behind. And it's like the old laughing thing where the guy's on a bicycle and he falls over to the
No,
side. And I just go, boom.
yeah. There you go. Yeah, and your leg will twitch.
Then there'll be a close-up on you going, very, very
Interesting.
interesting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, this podcast is falling apart as we speak.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you're still tuned in after this good 35 to 40 minutes of insanity, you are one loyal listener, man, or watcher.
What kind of polls are going on this one?
Oh man. I guess the poll on this one would be, Wild Penis goes down easy, or you want to get dick slapped? There you go.
Or both.
Or both. Put it down me easy and then dick slap me. You're welcome. Whew. Okay, I think I blew my comedic load there, so I have to get some towels and clean up the area.
All right, everybody, we're gonna call this call it quits on this one. So this is Sally Sexy saying join us on our tour 2024 as we slow-mo into places.
Oh my God.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Gigundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
How's your phlegm?
It's there. Yeah.
A little more phlegmy than you were this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason.
Phlegms and ghosts.
Yeah.